This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, there's a lot of underwear in the news. I tell you, man, every week there's something going on with underwear. Now, there is some underwear that may actually protect your testicles from your cell phone. Very interesting. All right, we've been really concerned about sperm counts because many men will hold their cell phone in their pocket. Well, this is when their cell phone used to be smaller, like a flip phone. Now, I have one of these iPhone 6s or iPhone 7s. I don't know what I have, but it is so big that I can't even stick this in my bra. And you guys know how big my bra is. Yeah, it just, I can't do it. I can't. All right, so. Anyway, we get concerned that these can heat up the testicles, and a warm testicle unfortunately produces less sperm. So we like to keep our testicles a little bit on the cold side. Okay, stop the giggles. I know a lot of terms have come from that, but we also are concerned about radiation, even though the science on that has been a little sketchy. So I guess a French company named Spartan, right, like Sparta, set out to create a solution, and they raised $26,000 through an Indiegogo campaign, and the Spartan boxer brief, I guess, was born, according to Fox News. The company claims the underwear is able to block more than 99% of mobile phone and Wi-Fi radiation. They say in order to effectively block the radiation emitted from a wireless device, we had to develop a unique high-tech fabric. They said we did this by incorporating pure silver fibers, sound expensive, into our cotton weave, which together act as an electromagnetic shielding, preventing radiation from reaching the genitalia. So instead of just creating a functional radiation-blocking undergarment, we wanted to raise the standard of male underwear with high-quality French design for ultimate comfort and exceptional fit. I didn't know that. So the French make good male underwear also? See, I thought the French were, you know, very, were at the forefront when it came to female fashion. I didn't realize that there was also an issue with male underwear. I'm hoping to go to France one day, if I could do it this summer. You know, apparently the euro is dropping, and so we're finding that airfare isn't as bad as it used to be. So we want to see what miles we have and what we can pull together to make this happen, because I really, really want to go to Europe, and I've never been. And so I definitely want to stop by Paris. But if really Paris has sexy men's underwear, I'm going to get my husband some. My husband, believe it or not, he's really got a good butt. He does. Unfortunately, he's got the type of butt where the pants keep falling. See, I'm the one that has the big booty. So his butt is a little bit more flat, but he wears underwear and it looks really, really good. I'm not here to talk about my, you know, husband's butt, but it you know, he really has the potential. And I don't have to worry about other waves, you know, trying to go after him because hopefully they don't see him in his underwear like I do. So I may do that. So the company said, in addition to making radiation-blocking underwear, the silver contained in the fabric stopped bacteria from multiplying. Remember we talked about how with MRSA and the superbugs, maybe the next way we need to go is going back old school, and silver is antimicrobial. Silver has been found to kill off the best of bugs. And so having silver-laced underwear could be the key to preventing a lot of the bacteria. Now, what bacteria grow down there? Tons. You also can get yeast. We've talked about jock itch on the show many times, right? So I would I would probably suggest that all underwear, even women's, you know, have very rarely would a woman get an infection down there from her underwear. But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to, you know, yeast infections, et cetera, we always tell people to kind of let things air out. Don't be wearing underwear. So you got to get some air up there. Anyway, back to the Spartans here. They say your Spartan boxer naturally eliminates odors and stays fresh at the end of the day, even for the most active man, the company wrote. Say goodbye to stinky underwear. Yeah, you know, we talk about a lot of subjects on the show because we can. You know, thank God for Genesis Communications Network allowing me to have a show where we're able to talk about the stuff that nobody talks about. And, you know, years ago, one of my listeners was talking to me about his lady and how, you know, she has an odor and it wasn't necessarily a vaginal odor, you know, and so we talked about all the different things that could cause odors. So we could be looking at urine sediments. We could be looking at poop. We could be looking at sweat. We could also be looking at the bacteria that's already starting to multiply. And so I know some of you are like, well, where does the cell phone go? Your cell phone does not go in the underwear. The cell phone is still in your pocket. Do you guys get how this works? So the cell phone is in the pocket, and then your underwear is protecting you from the cell phone radiation. And because the underwear has silver in it, it may help with some of the stinkiness that happens with underwear. You know, my kids, they'll sit there and, you know, people are coming. You know, my husband's supposed to be having surgery later this week, so the in-laws want to come out and be there. So I'm trying to figure out how to keep the place clean, right? You know, because the place looks really good. I was out of town for the weekend, so the place looks really good. And lo and behold, my kids leave their underwear out in the middle. I don't know why there's underwear in the middle of the, you know, living room. Okay, I don't understand that. I mean, I can understand next to a shower, but there's underwear all over the place. I'm like, come on, people, really? Okay, look, if you don't want to pick up your underwear, what makes you think I want to pick up the underwear? Right? Oh, Mom, it's not a big deal. I just took off my clothes and I had to answer the phone. You can answer the phone after you drop off your clothes into the laundry room. It's ridiculous. But anyway, people leave their dirty underwear all the time, and then you get to see the skid marks. It's not really fun. So this could be pretty cool. But this will not prevent skid marks. It just may help a little bit with the bacteria smell that can happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you've heard my prognosis for Obamacare. Now we have some of the experts weighing in. So we're going to tell you what's happening there. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history of physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable GlobalSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've been waiting, especially me, right, for there to be something outwardly stated that you will not be penalized for not having Obamacare this year, where the signature health law of Obama that had implicit within there a fine if you didn't purchase health insurance, and the health insurance is very expensive, and the health insurance was probably one of the crappiest products I've never seen. I've just never seen it where a free country such as ours penalizes you if you don't purchase a crappy product. I just don't get that. But anyway, that's what the law of the land has been this whole time. And so I've been waiting for Donald Trump to say outwardly, don't even worry about the tax, guys. Don't worry. We got you. Forget about it. Apparently, though, all right, this is what was apparently going to happen. Okay, the IRS, okay, would look at question, I believe it's line 61 on the 1040 form. And if you didn't complete that line, which I guess told the IRS that you purchased health insurance, and again, they could audit you, so you can't lie. But if you didn't respond to the question because you didn't want to say no, before this year, the IRS would kick back your tax form saying it's incomplete. And then you would have to come back and respond, either yes or no. From what we understand now, the IRS may not kick back. That they may go ahead and still process your tax form, irregardless of what it says about you purchasing health insurance or not. If that's the case, then you may not be fined for not having the health insurance. So this is very interesting. So obviously this is the first of the start. Not the first of the start, but this is, you know, in the opening book of the demise of Obamacare. If the IRS doesn't, you know, like medieval style, force you to pay the penalty or the tax for not purchasing health insurance, that's already, you know, the start of the demise, because you're not going to be getting that penalty money to turn around and pay for subsidies. Now, some of you think this is great. Some of you think it's concerning. So the IRS said last week that it would process tax returns no matter what, whether you checked off the box for health insurance or not. So the U.S. had planned to automatically reject them, but after considering President Donald Trump's January 20th executive order to ease the financial burden of the mandate, the agency said it decided to reverse course. According to Jason Lacey, a tax and healthcare attorney in Wichita, Kansas, this is probably a fairly minor incremental undercutting of the individual mandate or the insurance market more broadly. Chris Sloan, a senior manager at the consulting firm Avalier Health, said, for the market as a whole, I think there's a question of how much impact this is going to have. So the IRS announcement coincided with the release of a Trump administration proposal aimed at keeping health insurers on the ACA insurance exchanges for 2018. The proposed rules, they say, according to Drugs.com, would shorten the open enrollment period and make it harder for people to sign up outside of that enrollment window, among other changes. America's Health Insurance Plans, which is a national trade association representing the health insurance community, commended the Trump administration for taking steps to stabilize and improve the marketplace for 2018. But a day earlier, the Humana said it was going to exit from all Affordable Care Act markets in 2018. Humana was leaving anyway. Humana was leaving. It's yet to be told what's going to happen with Aetna. Now that the Aetna-Humana merger fell through and the Anthem-Cigna merger fell through, we're not sure what's going to be happening now from an exchange perspective. And I know everybody's going to blame the GOP, but this was already starting to go through a spiral, death spiral, as Aetna CEO Bertolini had said. So the health law requires that most Americans have to have health insurance or pay a penalty come tax time. The penalty for 2016 is now up to $695 per adult, half of that per child. It's about $348 per child, up to a maximum of $2,085, or 2.5% of household income, whichever is greater. So, if you, let's say, make $100,000 in the house, okay, then 2.5% of household income or would be more than the $2,085. So what, 2.5% would be, what, $2,500? Okay. If you make $200,000, then that penalty goes up to $5,000. So I don't know if they max it at all. But you know, now, some people say, well, Dahlia, anybody who has a $200,000 household income combined with both husband and wife working, making $100,000 each, they probably have health insurance. So, yeah, that's why you haven't really seen a lot of media attention on that. But if you are self-employed and health insurance is costing you $1,200 a month, you know, you may want to consider just taking the fine. And that's been a problem that's been plaguing Obamacare and the mandate for years, because people, they don't want to spend the $1,200 a month. They'd rather take the fine. So they check the box. I believe it's box 61 on the 1040 form. And they go, fine, fine me. Or they leave it blank. And they see if the IRS notices it. Looks like the IRS does notice it and send it back. Now the IRS won't, which means you probably are not going to be dealing with the fine. Now, there's nothing you can do about 2016 anyway. So if you didn't purchase health insurance because the enrollment period's over, all right, you could wait and see, but it's looking good for you. However, it's been very, very difficult, right, you know, in last November, December, because people didn't know what to do. And Obamacare is still the law of the land. And that's why I said President Trump has to, once he gets into office, this was months ago, you know, let people know, you know, what's going to happen. But unfortunately, right now, it's still the law of the land. So if you don't have health insurance, you have to buy it if you don't want to get fined. So premiums obviously has soared. Many of our choices, I think the only choices we had on our marketplace was only HMOs. So what is the prognosis? All right. Well, short term, all right, it's still the law of the land. There's going to be less money coming in. All right. We are hoping that Trump, with his economic savvy, will figure out how to deal with this healthcare mess. We promised a lot of people a lot of money. Right, offering to buy down their expensive premiums that weren't that expensive to begin with. Right? Insurance companies took advantage because they're like, oh, wow. And in defense of the insurance companies, healthy people weren't buying insurance. So if it was only the sick people, and, you know, an average diabetic definitely can burn through $1,000 or $2,000 a month, you know, with their medical issues. So obviously, the insurance company had to make sure they got the money somehow to pay for sick people. So we basically had sick people health insurance because healthy people didn't want to buy the crappy plans for the price that they were. So the government said, look, we will buy down your premium. So if your premium is $1,200 a month, we will buy it down to $200 a month. That's $1,000 per that family or person per the insurance company. Well, where is that money coming from? Even if you have people paying the $695 penalty, that still doesn't mean that we have the ability to buy down stupid. It's such a dumb system. It really was ridiculous. And I still don't understand why we have insurance in the picture for non-catastrophic to begin with. Why am I paying $1,200 a month to go to the doctor and have a $12,000 deductible? I would rather get the insurance out of the equation and just pay the doctor when I go. I'd be, you know, well ahead. But it's not the way the system works. So you can't just get catastrophic insurance, because a catastrophe could cost $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $1 million. If you're not going to put that money into the system, then why would the insurance company just offer catastrophic? And insurance companies have to make money. That's why life insurance is such a scam for so many. Right? They're like, you know what? We will cover you the next 25 years. But I'm 18 years old. Yep, you're 18. We are going to, this will be a life insurance policy to cover you for the next 25 years. But I'm not even going to be 50 by then. What? Or in my maybe late 40s. What? You know? Well, then you have to buy another one. And then that one gets more expensive. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But this move is, you know, really starts to dig the grave of Obamacare. And it's not anything that we're happy about or unhappy about. It's a bad bill. It's a bad law. It has to get fixed. And people don't want to be fined a few grand for not buying a crappy product. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this is very interesting. They say obese men may be able to last longer in the bedroom than a non-obese man. How much longer? 1 minute and 30 seconds. That's enough for me. They say obesity may actually have this very surprising benefit. Not that I would recommend anybody become obese as a result of this, but still, interesting study nonetheless. All right? Experts claim that those who have excess fat around their stomachs may have better stamina during sex. And they think what it is the extra obesity or fat produces more estradiol, which produces estrogen. And estrogen inhibits the male orgasm. So men may be able to last longer and not have a premature ejaculation or a premature climax before their partner does. They say they last for 1 minute and 30 seconds longer than their skinny counterparts. This was according to research conducted at Turkey's Erciyes University. They say there's a direct correlation between physical size and endurance, and it's due to estradiol, the female sex hormone. They say it was provided by delay creams, which helps suspend ejaculation by requiring more stimulus to climax. And it adds a little longer onto a man's average of the time it takes. They say the duration for most men is 6 minutes. Six? Boy, I've never seen it last that long. 6 minutes? Wow. That'd be pretty incredible. All right, well, yeah, I can only dream. The research entitled Insight on Pathogenesis of Lifelong Premature Ejaculation, Inverse Relationship Between Lifelong Premature Ejaculation and Obesity, that's the research, also found a reverse pattern which seemed to substantiate their claims. They noted how patients with lifelong premature ejaculation tended to be thinner and that incident rates dropped as weight increases. Yet, for women, healthier eating works better. A 2014 study at Santa Chiari Regional Hospital in Trentino, Italy, found women eating apples daily had higher sex drives, increased arousal, and more frequent climaxes than those who rarely ate apples. And they think it's the polyphenols found in apples and most fruits which contribute to obviously more oxygenation during the organs that are responsible during sex. So, very interesting. Wow. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and unfortunately, Las Vegas fell really low on this one report for the safest city for kids. According to Value Penguin, they looked at 200 cities. Phoenix came in last. Then came Vegas, which is Las Vegas, Henderson Paradise. And they based it on our schools, preschool programs, graduation rates, safety, looking at the number of police officers, violent crimes, registered sex offenders. Also looked at community, focuses on where students spend out time of school, along with wellness factors. And I know a lot of people think, well, Vegas, obviously, because it's just a bunch of, you know, people who are naked and showgirls. And first of all, the showgirls are awesome, very, very talented, I might add. And we don't have a lot of nudity, all right, like you think. Okay, you know, if you see pictures of Vegas, everybody's kind of dressed. We got parks. We got schools, we got library, and nobody's in glitter, and nobody is naked. Now, yes, I do wear a lot of glitter, especially glitter makeup, okay, mind you, yeah, that's, you know, but other than that, I'm dressed, definitely not walking around topless. So let's take a look at some of these safest cities. Number one, Barnstable Town, Massachusetts. Looks very safe. Does pretty well in schools and community, ranking number one. Trenton, New Jersey, came in second. Norwich, New London, Connecticut, Burlington, Vermont, Portland, Maine, rounding out the top five. These are the safest cities or the best cities for kids. Then comes Cedar Rapids, Boulder, Colorado, Albany, Schenectady, Troy. I love saying Schenectady. Roanoke, Virginia, Bridgeport, Connecticut, round out the top ten. Then come Hartford, Springfield, San Luis Obispo, Wilmington. Now, let me see. The number one in terms of safety was Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio came in number one for safety. Let me see who came in pretty last. It's hard because I'm looking at Dallas, not as safe. Houston, well, obviously the bigger cities. Wichita, Kansas came in at 191 for safety. Spokane, 181. Detroit came in last for safety for kids. Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, 192, Las Vegas, and man, how did we last? Oh, yeah, so the bottom 10 are Phoenix, Las Vegas, Tucson, Knoxville, Salem, Grand Rapids, Albuquerque, Clarksville. Was that the song? Take the last train to Clarksville. Was that the song? No. Yakima, Detroit, and then Memphis at 190. Fresno was in there, Flint, Michigan. You know, Anchorage came in number 187 on this list. Anchorage came in last when it came to schools. Are you kidding me? If I could go to school in Alaska, oh my gosh. Okay, guys, this is salmon. This is halibut. I mean, can you imagine how school would be? That blows my mind. All right, so our little babies, yeah. You know, we want our kids, you know, growing up in the safest environment. You know, people always ask me, what's it like to raise my kids in Vegas? It's been awesome. You know, and they're not into the, you know, the casino, and they aren't, you know, getting a hankering for gambling. It's just not like that. They aren't underage drinking. You know, maybe it's because you start to get immune to it. You know, maybe with what it is in Vegas. I mean, I grew up in Vegas. So, and my father was a gambler. So he would take me, and I would hang out at the tables with them until somebody asked how old I was, and some of them believed me that I was 21, some of them didn't. And in a gamble, I basically hung out with him so I could learn the game. And, you know, my father had worked very hard. He was an immigrant. Had to support his parents who escaped from the Holocaust. And, you know, he found that, you know, he could work for weeks and make more money on a good dice roll than, you know, all the work he put in for weeks. Unfortunately, when he lost, he got very depressed. And that was really rough. And he just had to keep working harder. And he worked hard his whole life. But when you get easy money, yeah, it's addictive. And so, unfortunately, he fell into that trap. For me, I thought it was stupid. I was poor. And so if we had $5, I was not going to waste $5 on a craps table. No way, Jose. No way. And so, unfortunately, he lost a lot of our money, whatever money I saved up, they used as well. And it was kind of tough. So my kids know about that. And my kids are very cognizant of what happens. And they also don't like the idea. They kind of think, you know, losing money is not, the most beneficial, especially since, you know, we just don't give them money. They have to earn it. Now, is it fun? Yeah, it's fun. Is the Vegas scene, you know, awesome, and do some people win? Yeah, they do. You know, but basically I told my kids that the people who win in Vegas are the tourists. The tourists will win. They'll go back, they'll tell everybody they won, and then more people come. So they know because they're not tourists, they're not going to win. The tourists do win. Please come out to Vegas. I think you'll love coming out to Vegas, and you'll probably win some money. Yeah, so many of my friends are very lucky when it comes to, their gambling. But, you know, for me, I'm just not that lucky. And so I would strongly urge you guys to come out, have fun, enjoy the entertainment. There's tons of entertainment, but raising kids, it's great. And I would do it again over and over again. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have a hotline that you could call even if we're not live at 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, you could email us at drdahlia.com. So, legalizing same-sex marriage apparently has caused a drop in youth suicide attempts. So this is some great news. Apparently, suicide is the most frequent cause of death for U.S. citizens between the ages of 15 and 24. Young Americans in particular are at increased risk of dying by suicide. Gay, lesbian, and bisexual youth attempt to take their lives at a rate 4 times higher than heterosexual teenagers. This is according to the Trevor Project, a nonprofit that offers a hotline and other suicide prevention efforts for young LGBT people. They say in the past few years, public health experts have increasingly investigated the factors such as mental illness or substance abuse behind why teenagers attempt suicide. More recently, researchers from Johns Hopkins University and Harvard asked a different sort of question, whether the legalization of same-sex marriage could have had an impact on suicide attempts in adolescents. They say an association does seem to exist, at least based on self-reported data from more than 750,000 students. As the scientists wrote in JAMA Pediatrics on Monday, students living in states where same-sex marriage was legalized saw a drop in suicide rates compared to students living elsewhere. Now, the scientists investigated an association, not a causal relationship. So what they did is they looked at the numbers, and they go, oh, okay, so we have less suicide attempts in this state, and this state just happens to be one where we have legalized marriage among any groups of people that want to be together. So the new study was not designed to explain why the drop occurred, but one possibility they thought was that same-sex marriage was related to a reduction in social stigma. Now, that I agree with. Now, many TV shows, almost every TV show now offers a storyline that has a gay couple in there, or a love interest. And that helps normalize the relationship such that if a child is watching the show, a child or a teen, right, and they see this love interest, and then they see that they can identify with it. Right? And so, we've talked about why, teenagers are at risk for suicide, and whether they're heterosexual or straight, a big part of it is their identity. These kids feel like they need to know who they are. And unfortunately, societal norms can trigger that. All right? Well, Kim Kardashian is this. Okay, Kanye West is this. Beyonce is this. And so they look at, I'm not going to be a Lady Gaga. I'm not going to be a Beyonce. I don't know what I'm going to be. I don't know what I am. I'm not happy. I don't, and not having that identity or not feeling like you are going to fit into society is very scary. And there's tons of other reasons why a teenager may consider suicide, but unfortunately, we do see a higher rate in those who are gay or lesbian. Many of them did not choose to be homosexual. And that's very scary when you have a child that is like, I don't want to be this way. I want to be like the others. And, in medical school we learned that 1 in 8 men are homosexual. The number is higher for females. And that it's a lot more common than we know. It's just people don't admit it. Society doesn't allow a very open discussion of it. But the number of homosexuals in America is a lot higher than we think. Now they talk about 1 or 2% of the population being gay. It's actually more. So, children don't realize it. Teens don't realize it. And all they're getting is what they're getting from the news, or from TV shows. So, like Empire, amazing show, very famous. It does very well, but very strategically, they have one of the main characters gay, right, to allow a normalcy of that relationship. So if Empire is going to be watched, by a huge demographic of younger individuals, they could see that and be able to relate. Same thing with Star, its spinoff. Great show, phenomenal show. Quincy Jones is the son of Albie Schur, and I know Albie, and he's awesome, and it's Albert, and it's very exciting to watch the show. It's a great show, great storyline, but they have transgender, they have homosexual, they have, all people represented in the show. So it allows more people to be able to relate. I think Sesame Street had to incorporate a gay character in the neighborhood, to allow children, even though, children at that young age may not be able to associate with it. Now, there was an email I looked up that I got years ago. And it was a lady who said, my son is 10 years old and is bullied at school. This is before the whole anti-bullying thing started to happen in schools, even though bullying still exists. She said that his son says the girls are more mean to him than the boys. Last night he told me he thinks he's gay. The mom says, I don't see it. Do they know at this age? And she doesn't really know what to tell him. Now, this was years ago. And so, you know, when a child gets bullied, you wonder if it's because they're different. And many children that unfortunately have Asperger's or autism or a disability are bullied. And if you have a boy that may not, you know, be on the football team or, you know, play the sports, you know, with the other kids and, you know, may want to hang out with what the girls are doing, unfortunately, he could put himself at risk of, you know, being bullied. However, what if this boy is straight and the girls are more mean than the boys, which as a girl who went to school, I can vouch for that. Okay, some of these girls are more mean than the boys are. And what if he thinks he's gay because all the girls in his class he doesn't like? So the guy friends he has are talking about, well, she's kind of cute because in fifth grade, their hormones are starting. Fifth grade, they still have middle school dances and things like that. Some middle schools have fifth grade, some started sixth. So if he's 10 years old, fifth to sixth grade, and, you know, he's like, but I don't like any of these girls. He may go, well, wait a second, if I don't like the 10 girls in my class, I may be gay. And so as a parent, until the child actually falls in love and wants to be close to somebody who they want to be close with, you never know their sexual orientation. Unless they're very obvious about it, okay? And so, like me, I was in kindergarten finding boys to kiss. I was just always, and I had three boyfriends in kindergarten, and we would kiss on the playground. So my mom knew she had a little hoochie mama, right, on her hands, and I just, you know, always had crushes on boys. So for that, it was just something that was very apparent at that stage. If I had a crush on a girl, then that would be apparent at that stage. But, you know, when somebody doesn't like kids in his class, and so he goes, well, maybe I can't ever imagine spending the rest of my life like Dad does with you, Mom, with any of those girls, but my buddies are cool, so I think I want to hang out with my buddies, then that could confuse a child as to if he's going to be gay. And there's so much talk about it now that there's a lot of pressure on these kids. So what I usually tell parents as I go, just be there supportive, you know, and tell them that they may not know until they have feelings for somebody. And these feelings are very unpredictable. Some people have feelings for boys and girls. Some people have feelings for girls. Some people have feelings for boys. So, I mean, look at Anne Heck. I mean, she liked guys and girls and guys, you know, and so bisexuals may fall in love with, you know, men or women. So at this point, you just, you know, you're there for support and say, you just let me know when you're in love. And, you know, we will hug them just as hard as we hug you, or hug her just as hard as we hug you. And we love you and we're here for you. But there's a lot of confusion, unfortunately, going on. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.